Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Thrash them!
Well, boy, I'll tell you what, they're really trying to do some thrashing there with the House Judiciary Committee yesterday with this whole hearing on Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Ooh.
And basically what they're setting this up for was... as a probe and more of an investigation to figure out the funding that they're going to distribute to both the FBI and the Department of Justice. And so in order to find out just how much they're going to give these guys in their budget, they want to ask some pretty relative questions. And so we'll be getting to that after the break.
And of course, they're getting irrelevant answers. Lies, sidestepping.
They're getting perjury is what they're getting.
Yes.
And so we'll be getting to that here right after the break. But we can hit the word of the day right away. And so that
Right up front.
Yes. Like we're supposed to.
Yes.
That counts. And so, well, you know, just like tithing, do things in proper order, right?
It sure makes it easier when you do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tithing, if you talk yourself into giving your 10% later on after you've been paid.
The back end.
Yeah, the back end, you sell yourself or you sell God short every single time.
Yeah.
You're better off to just right before you even spend a single cent, just take your 10% off, give it to your church or your whichever organization, you know, you donate to the help widows and orphans and that kind of thing. If you do it right off the top, you're always okay.
Yeah, you'll give your 10% after you've done spending, 98% of it. And
yes.
Then you go, oh, oops.
You go, uh-oh, now I owe for the next time, right? And so that's a really bad practice.
Right.
So yeah, get your stuff in order. Do things in an orderly manner. It just works out easier for you.
Yeah, we're preaching to ourselves here because we always try to get to the word of the day, right, toward the beginning. So let's do it.
Yes, let's do. Okay, so the word of the day for Thrash Economy Thursday comes to us from Psalm 78. Verses 62 through 72, which basically this is Psalm 78 is God having a discussion with his people about why he's going to let the enemy trounce them, basically, because, he's reminding them of all the good things that he has done to save them throughout history.
Yes.
All of the things that he made very easy for them and handing over Israel to all of them, basically. And then they keep turning their backs on him and, more or less becoming adulterous to him by worshiping idols. And so that's kind of the lead in to what these verses 62 through 72 are about.
Right.
And so those read, "He also gave his people over to the sword and was furious with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given in marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awoke as from sleep, like a mighty man who shouts because of wine, and he beat back his enemies. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth, which he has established forever. He also chose David his servant and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that had young, From following the ewes that had young, he brought him, to shepherd Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. And that's it. And it's this is very interesting because where he points out in Psalm 78 are things like, but he made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely so that they did not fear. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies and he brought them to his holy border, this mountain which his right hand had acquired. He also drove out the nations before them, allotted them an inheritance by survey, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. Yet they tested and provoked the Most High God and did not keep his testimonies. They turned back and acted unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow. And so it's it's really, this is an important part of God's character that people have to understand, that he reaches down to them in a marriage covenant. You know, like right. like we saw at Mount Sinai with Moses, and he reaches down and gives the marriage contract terms, which are basically the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
And he shelters his people. He saves them from slavery after 430 years of being enslaved, and then gives them Israel, more or less, turns it over into their hands. And it's already built. Many of those cities that were built by the Canaanites and, you know, the Philistines.
They would inhabit cities that they didn't build. And
that's right.
Vineyards, the fruit of the vineyards that they didn't plant.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was just all just handed to them, basically. And then they turned their backs on him. And so he more or less brought in all of their enemies and had them stomped.
Right.
And he did that, well, obviously, with justice, with the correct judgment in mind.
Well, you know, it's also interesting. You almost think it's kind of overkill how often God said, build, stack up these stones here as a memorial so you will remember the Lord delivering you.
Right.
Write this down and read it so that you will remember.
Right.
And how many times does he say, remember the things I did for you? Remember when even the feasts are to remember God delivering them from Egypt.
That's right.
And all of the blessings. And it says, remember so many times, but there's a reason because they forget.
They forget.
And how quickly and easily we forget what God has done for us.
That's right. Well, and also to reflect upon the fact that we are going through judgment right now, and it's going to get much worse because America turning their backs on God.
Yeah.
And in the same manner that he gave Israel over to the Jews, you know, he made sure that they won all the victories, you know, that even though they were like grasshoppers in the sight of these giant Canaanites, God gave the victory to them. And so just like America, how the people that came here to basically rebel against tyrannical rule on other continents, they come here. It was given over to Americans. I mean, we came here, we conquered, and we had been a nation under God according to his laws and commandments. And
yeah, when you read the charters, you read the charters of the pilgrims who first, you know, the Huguenots and others, their charters are all, it's all about expanding the kingdom of heaven and
that's right.
Fleeing religious persecution and expanding Christianity to a new land.
That's right.
And, you know, that's our roots. That's our foundation. Once again, just like the Israelites, they forgot where their blessings came from.
That's right.
They veered off, they started worshiping other gods, and we've done the same thing. We don't have these little, you know, carved stone and wooden idols, per se, but we have other idols.
Well, and the whole nation has fallen deeply into sin. I mean, good grief. Just everything that you know, with like Jonathan Cahn saying the return of the gods, small g.
Yes.
You know, you've got Moloch and Ashtoreth and Baal all yes. coming back all at the same time. And now that what they bring with them every time in history when they've shown up is child.
It's the same
sex slavery.
Yes. It,
you know, perversion, huge, huge, disgusting amounts of perversion.
Child sacrifice.
Yeah. And then next thing on the horizon are the nation's enemies coming to basically beat them and pulverize them into dust. And that's God, exactly where we're at right now.
Right. And God using them as instruments for that purpose.
Right.
You know, and so when you're in that point where you are declaring war against God, he's going to face off with you. I will see your challenge.
Yeah. And raise you one.
Yes.
Exactly. Because that's why it's important to understand and study his character, to know what happens, to know what to expect from your father when you behave badly.
Right.
Right. When you as a nation turn your back on your father is going to give you a very, very heavy-handed reprimand. And,
right.
you know, otherwise known as a judgment.
Well, of us who fear the Lord and do understand this, his word and his character, are astounded when we see the most insane things happening, like completely just ignoring our border. Even with
That's
people
right.
shouting from the rooftops and pointing, they're just like looking the other way and let's send money over to Ukraine and let's spend $20 million fighting climate change.
Well,
I mean,
exactly. And but here's the even, that is such a great point, by the way. I'm so glad you brought that up because like you're describing, there's a huge amount of the population that have severely fallen away from the Lord, even totally forgot about him, don't even understand what's the point of even talking about God because he doesn't exist.
Right.
They say those kind of things, right? So there's that part of the nation which God clearly rejects. And just like in this passage here where it says in verse 67, he says, "Moreover, he rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved." And then he refers again to David, his servant. So there's the people that stay close to him, which he loves. And it
yes.
says, I love those who love me,
right.
is what the Bible says. And so when it says also this group of people reject me, and so I'm basically going to send judgment upon them, but I'm going to keep the ones who love me close to me.
Right.
And so that's important to remember as well, right? We are the remnant. Got to make sure you stay close to the Lord and be honorable to the Lord.
That's right.
Because like you're also saying, all of this stuff that's happening right now, and yet where are all the pastors? Where are all the pastors who will up and down day and night say, they have nothing to do with politics, and they should not have anything to do with politics.
Or they'll run and hide from it. They will not address it. They won't speak to it.
And it's because of the pastors that this nation has fallen into peril, because they have taken a back seat to everything that matters in this country and allowed criminals and perverts and godless people to get into positions of power and run this nation. Because
right.
just like verse 64 says, it says, their priests fell by the sword and their widows made no lamentation. So here in the tribes that he rejected, you know, the tent of Joseph, the tribe of Ephraim, their priests fell by the sword and God made sure of it.
Yes.
Because here we've got wide open borders with children being butchered and used for sex that are 3 and 4 years old.
Yes.
And where are the pastors? Where on God's green earth in this nation are the pastors?
Why are churches not mobilized to
exactly.
be down at the border?
Exactly.
To intercede just for the children part.
Yeah, if absolutely
and that doesn't
nothing
mean,
else.
Yeah, now there are churches down there, but they're like woke churches that are out there putting water drinking stations out in the desert that the coyotes and cartels are using as resupply points
exactly.
for their operations.
Right.
Yeah. And so
every single priest and pastor out there that turns his back on the world of politics, even though, it describes the kingdom of God. What is the definition of kingdom? Basically, it means you're under a king. You are with his leadership.
You're an emissary of his as well. And those, Charles Spurgeon, pastor from the 1800s, he had a very famous sermon that I've read a couple times, and even on the show, and that is that he describes America basically where it is now. If we come to that point, he said, it is the fault of the pulpit.
Yep.
It is the pulpit's fault.
That's right.
If our families break down, if we reject God, if we remove him from our society, if we don't honor him first. And you know, he basically painted, it's a great sermon. You could look it up. You do an internet search and find Spurgeon. It's the pulpit's fault,
right.
Essentially. Yep. I can't remember if that's exactly how it's worded. But
I totally agree with that, because you and I have covered that extensively in our 4 years so far with this show, that why does God tell us that in the new millennium, we will reign with him as his kings and priests?
Right.
Don't you think that has something to do with government?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And so also, doesn't everything he teach us to do reflect a leader's position? You know, if you want to be a good leader, walk in the steps of Jesus, because he showed us how to be a leader by serving the people.
Right.
You serve the people, you put your life before theirs, and he's talking about understanding how to walk in his ways, how to govern the way he does, so that when he comes back, we rule with him as his kings and priests.
Right.
Over the rest of the world. That's called government.
And you see the
more... he also calls us to learn to judge rightly.
Right.
Because that's another position of leadership.
And it's something to note that the leaders today, the further they are from God, the more they treat the citizens like their subjects.
Yes.
And there is not a servant leader heart amongst them
at all.
And it is, you know, avarice and self-gain and stomping all over everybody to get themselves ahead.
Right.
You know, that's the people that are in charge today. And they're pure tyrants.
Right. And they're absolutely terrible leaders in the eyes of the Lord.
Oh, they're running this country right into the ground.
Yeah. That's why he described to us how to be a leader.
Yeah.
He showed us what the leader position looks like. You're washing the feet of your disciples.
Yes.
You're caring for their needs first. You're making sure that you put everybody before yourself.
Right.
You're humble. He says, I will leave in your midst a meek and humble people that will rule and reign with him in the new millennium.
Yeah. Yep.
And so this is where Christians need to be. This is where pastors need to be understanding that, what do you think he was teaching? You know, he wasn't teaching you how to be pious all by yourself in some mountaintop.
In your box.
Yeah.
In your little four walls with your congregation.
That's, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, absolutely. We need to be engaged with the world. So, well, that is a good scripture. So that's Psalm...
That's Psalm 78, verses 62 through 72.
Good. All right. Well, that's good, and good discussion.
Yeah, great.
That's so much more. And we can make a two-hour show just on this topic right here.
Yep, that's right.
I tell you what. But anyway, let's take a break on this fine Thrash Akami Thursday, and... we'll be back. Thank you guys for your support. You can support us by going to radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on the Donate to RFR tab. And just any amount, $5, $10, $20, $50 a month, it all adds up. And it helps keep us on the air. And we're very grateful. Okay. Right after the break, stick around. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Wars and rumors of wars.
At the end of the day, either the communists win and destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. If you guys have a website for your ministry or business, or for any reason, you have to have that hosted with a website hosting service, unless you're savvy enough to host your own websites, but most of us are not. If you want to support a Christian Patriot-owned business, TLC Web Hosting in the American Redoubt, Christian Patriot-owned, awesome, competitive prices, great service, and they will host your website for you along with hundreds of others. Okay, and that's the website is tlcwebhosting.com. Well, Lady Liberty, we've got plenty here. There's one right off the bat. This is the nothing like the wolves guarding the hen house category of the news. Mayorkas, boo,
right,
from Department of Homeland Security has named the Russia hoaxers and laptop deniers Brennan and Clapper to the intelligence experts panel.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Let's see, Department of Homeland Security, this is from Breitbart. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Tuesday that he had named Russia collusion hoaxers and Hunter Biden laptop deniers John Brennan and James Clapper to an intelligence experts panel. And of course, one of the things they're going to be focusing on is the counterterrorism and basically foreign nation state adversaries, as well as, get this, domestic violent extremists.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So they're going to be bringing their expertise. I mean, these guys that are liars
and criminals.
Criminals and were
treason,
largely responsible for the coup to overthrow President Trump as president.
That's right.
And basically, this dogging him for years over this false information. How these guys are not being criminally charged is beyond me. They get promoted.
How are they walking around on the streets today?
I know. And not only facing charges, impeachment at the very least. Well, they're not in those positions now. But to get a promotion, essentially, instead of criminal charges, that escapes me. I don't get it.
Exactly. Congress has all the evidence in their hand of the crimes that each one of these people have committed, and like Mayorkas continues to commit each and every day, like with the border being wide open.
It's a dereliction of duty.
That lands squarely on Mayorkas, and that is illegal. It is illegal according to the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution.
That's right.
And he's breaking the law, the supreme law of the land, every single day.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
So that is just perfect for what we're talking about today with the House Judiciary Committee. And so we've got a couple clips here that we'd like to play for you. And the first one is Representative Jim Jordan letting Attorney General Merrick Garland kind of have it here a little bit. And we've got a couple clips after that. But listen to what Jim Jordan has to say.
Real simple, Mr. Garland. You said he had complete authority, but he'd already been turned down. He wanted to bring an action in the District of Columbia, and the U.S. attorney there said, no, you can't. And then you go tell the United States Senate under oath that he has complete authority.
I'm going to say again that no one had the authority to turn him down. They could refuse to partner with him. They could
you
not.
You can use whatever you language. Refuse to partner is turning down.
Well, it's not the same under a well-known Justice Department practice.
Here's why this.
Yeah, he's grilling him, and he should.
He is, because they've caught him, they've caught Attorney General Merrick Garland committing perjury, and they need to go after him with criminal charges for that.
Yeah.
And here's the next clip that we have with Steve Bannon describing how you can call these representatives and say, hey, it's time that we charge him with criminal charges and basically sick him.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this clip.
Right.
202-225-3121. Call Congressman Massey of the great Commonwealth of Kentucky
and tell him, brother, bring the perjury charge. We have your back. We have your back. You might want to call Jim Jordan, too, and say, what are you being so nice? Get an edge. Give me some edge like Sparts. Give me some edge like Gates. Give me an edge like Van Drew. Give me an edge like Massey. We need an edge. Call Tom Massey's office now and tell him, we have your back. Let's drop the perjury charges immediately about Merrick Garland. Let's bring some criminal charges on him for perjury, for lying to Congress, to your face. We got to start rolling these guys up. Let's start with Merrick Garland. No need to impeach him. Let's charge him with some crimes because he's a criminal. Look what he's done to this country.
Yeah, those are really good points, because the last clip that we had with Merrick Garland being grilled, that's not the only case, is my understanding. That's not the only case of perjury.
Right.
There are several other times when he allegedly perjured himself in front of Congress.
Yep.
And we just played you one example. As I understand it, there are several more. So,
right.
Well,
that's,
bring it.
That's the problem, is these guys are acting like career criminals. They break laws every single day, and nobody's
right.
bringing any charges.
No, I didn't.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. And here we've got Senator Ron Johnson also pointing out a very, very important point, that the media is both corrupt and complicit in all of this criminal action that is happening. So listen now.
Well, first of all, don't give the corrupt and complicit mainstream media any credit for this. This is a CYA revision. Yeah. And from my standpoint, they're probably getting marching orders from the Democrat Party saying, you know, hey, you guys, Biden's not going to be our nominee. Don't worry about that. Mm. We're going to pick somebody else in our convention. There's no way we're going to run this guy. But, you know, I would believe the mainstream media maybe a little bit more if they were going back and doing a mea culpa, a full mea culpa, yeah, on all their coverage. If they would turn back in their Pulitzer prizes that they won, you know, reporting on a completely false narrative about Trump campaign colluding with Russia. Now that we know that Obama and Biden both knew that was a dirty trick by the Hillary Clinton campaign, you know, the FBI knew that the subsource, the Steele dossier, was somebody they were investigating as a Russian spy. You know, why is the mainstream media, you know, outed the people that were feeding them all this false information? And look at what the media put us through in terms of political turmoil for 2 years. It hasn't ended, by the way.
All right, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here. You guys be blessed.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.